Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleeping. Wasn't that the way things might have been? It will keep on turning, primary keep on burning, rolling, rolling. lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city till I used to ride on a riverboat queen. If we keep on turning, proud America, keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
grows warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. Every Monday, same time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We just played some tunes to, you know, start the day off here. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, kind of a theme we have going on today with the guest that I have today. She's pretty cool. I'm going to get to that in just a minute. It's very exciting. We had a wonderful weekend adventure. We went to Kansas City and performed and met some contacts, which was pretty cool. And then we stopped in St. Louis and saw some friends. Shout out to Missy and Pat Childers and Verna and everybody else that came to support Bethany Caudill last night at Battle of the Bands. Thank you, including my guest who's here with us today. We had a very good time with that, and we'll know some results on that here eventually. We don't know quite yet any details on that, but we will get to that. Earlier you heard Orville Byrd. He's talking about the earth and how to, you know, bless it and, you know, be a blessing to it and, you know, follow your trail. We heard Bethany Caudill with Proud Mary, which is a cover song. She just did some cover songs in the studio in Springfield, Missouri, so we brought you that. Then we brought you No Shoes Blues, which is Bethany's main number one hit right now. It's out on iTunes and YouTube. You can go check that out. She also has a music video that was taped in St. Louis. You can check that out at YouTube.com. Put in Bethany Caudill, C-A-U-D-I-L-L, Mind with Teeth. She's got five of them, plus five songs on iTunes, so it'll be pretty cool to check those out, too. The videos were a very fun process. It was really quite cool. You can check all of that out and message me if you're interested in any CDs over at Amanda Dowell with one L, or if you're interested in getting a reading, or you can email starwea@hotmail.com. Also, I'd just like to shout out to my producer who I've worked with for 5 years. I'm so grateful and blessed to have this show. I love bringing all kinds of people to educate others about what's going on. And, you know, Reverend B, if it wasn't for you, you know, we wouldn't have this show. So thank you for that. We advertised her book earlier, so you can go check that out at ggmradio.com. She's got a book out on stones. There's a lot of stone therapy she's got going on and magical jewelry she's making and all kinds of stuff, so you can check that out. And now we're going to go right to my guest, who is really cool. Her name is Krista Garner. She is a healer and intuitive who is waking up. You know, it's really about waking up these days. A lot of us are doing that. She's an intuitive channel, and she wants to help people and help others heal. It brings her joy, and she says it took her 29 years to figure this out, what she intended to do with it, with her life, and what she's going to, you know, expound upon with earthbound energies, to ghosts, to energies and spirits. But although she says she's not an advanced celebrity medium, she definitely has been helping people for about 30 years with her gift, and her mother encourages her, which is totally awesome. And she's choosing to embrace herself. She's got a page on Facebook you can check out, Krista Garner, G-A-R-N-E-R, Healer and Intuitive Channel. Go over and like her page on Facebook. We're going to be doing some one question things later on in the show, so you can get your questions together and call in the phone number at 347-237-5339 and check it out. And shout out to everybody in the chat room. Hello there. We're great. We're so excited to have you and all the people that are calling in. This is just great. So again, that call number is 347-237-5339. So now that I've made my announcements, we're going to bring Krista live to the show, and we're going to let her talk to us a little bit and see what she wants to share with us today. Welcome to the show, Krista. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm a little nervous, I can't lie, but I'm so happy to be on your show today. I've waited a while to do this, and I'm so happy just to be a part of it.
Awesome. Well, you know, there's no need to be nervous because, you know, it's just about being yourself and telling everybody, you know, your story, because they want to hear about you. They want to know what you're about and what you want to share, you know, because you're excited to help people.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, is really, yeah, I mean, it's just exciting. You know, I was talking to my producer earlier today, and she was just ecstatic that you want to help people. She is, you know, listening in right now, and she's just excited that you're part of GGM Radio that's been going on for, you know, years and years and years. She's always looking for positive people, you know, light workers to share their education and maybe even their experience. So, you know, all the listeners would love to hear what you want to share with them and, you know, maybe some stories or, you know, and then we'll just do some questions later. But you're welcome to tell them anything about you and whatever you would like to start out with.
All right. Great. Yeah, I mean, ever since the age of six, I knew I wanted to help people. I knew in my heart that that was something I was supposed to do. So knowing that, I knew that I was on the right path. I knew I was put on earth to do something good for this world, definitely. And as I got older, I knew I was supposed to be doing something totally huge, like huge for this world, but I didn't know what. And upon just last year, right before I turned 30, I found out that I can help people on a soul level. And I was so amazed and so relieved by it, definitely, through another medium. And she told me on the channel, I'm like, I'm a channel. All this time I had, you know, a friend that I've known since I was five, finding out last year that she was a medium, and I was like, wow, that is awesome. And then finding out, oh, I am too. Okay, that's awesome. So,
wow.
And finding out, yeah, and that's huge because, you know, I've always been interested in all those celebrities growing up watching Sylvia Brown and all that. So I didn't know, though, that was a little bit of a hint telling me, hey, you can do this too. And, you know,
so
a lot of intuition played a role.
Yes. Yeah, so when you actually were feeling like you wanted to help people, you know, when that, mm-hmm. you know, intuition came on, which is awesome. You know, that's really what you start out with, what you want to do in life, how you want to do it. You know, mm-hmm. maybe years ago you didn't think that you would actually be, you know, helping people at this level then. But, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you had some kind of an inkling or an idea. But, you know, we question a lot. A lot of us out there, and, you know,
oh, yeah.
I know a lot of listeners can relate to this. And I know even my producer can relate to this, too. You feel very different. You feel like you're not normal, and it's very, you know, hard. I've run across a lot of children who feel very different, and they really appreciate, and, you know, we're running into a lot of intuitive kids nowadays, you know, just like you said, it's a gift. They're very misunderstood. They need help. You know, they need people to say, yeah, I understand that, you know, because that's what nurturing is. So I can only imagine your questioning must have been really hard to kind of figure out what you had going on until somebody said, oh, you're a medium like me.
And you know what? That is the story of my life. Starting from childhood, I always felt like I was different. It was so hard for me to make friends. I would come home crying, and I said to my mother one day, I said to her, Mom, why am I so different? And she replied to me, which was the most, I mean, amazing reply a mother could say to you that really changed my whole perspective, was, you're not different, you're unique. And I stuck by that. I stuck that although I may have different opinions or I may be different in a different way, I know that I can be myself and love myself. And I took that definitely. And if anybody didn't like, you know, who I was, then that's their loss. You know, they can move on. And, you know, I became a very happy person, you know, in who I was because my mother believed in me. And although I had ups and downs and, you know, went through depression as a kid, I didn't know, you know, why I felt the way I felt. But, you know, through that, I found out that, you know, I felt other people's emotions. I felt people being sad. I felt people being mean towards me whenever people were picking on me. And I didn't know, you know, and a lot of people will definitely diagnose that as depression and everything. But honestly, you know, there can be people out there who are empaths just like me. I feel it. It was
well,
hard,
you know,
being
there
kid, teenager.
Yeah. Well, you read about people who say, well, I was diagnosing people who were hallucinating or whatever, and then I woke up and I went,
mm-hmm.
oh, you know, that's really not what it is. Or you hear the case study, oh, they tried to put me on medicine, and they tried to do this
mm-hmm.
and that, and
oh, yeah.
numbing me. And then, you know, I've worked with clients who say, gosh, you know, I weaned off of my medicine, and I started homeopathic remedies and herbs and to heal the whole body,
mm-hmm.
and Pandora's box opened. All of a sudden, I'm feeling everything out in the world and, you know, whatever. I mean, there's a lot of people who, you know, can pass through, or maybe even our listeners out there who have had that same thing happen where they're like, yeah, you know, I was diagnosed this, and then, you know, I tried this way, and it was intuitive, and that's what it was all along. It wasn't, you know, something that, yeah, absolutely.
And my parents were so scared. They didn't know what to do. My mother, you know, her finding out, I mean, it's so interesting because, you know, I had a friend who's a medium that said that she is also, you know, a medium, but she isn't, you know, working through it like what I'm trying to do. This is a new journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a new journey for everybody. And I want to let people know, you know, although you've gone through so much in your lifetime, which I gotta just commend you for just playing that song. Oh my gosh, when you were saying, you know, that's something that describes me, I was just almost in tears because it made me feel so emotional, because it is true. You know, we go through so much in life trying to figure out who we are, and, you know, we will get to that, definitely. And I hope that I can be a voice for that, to help people be able to figure out what they can do with their lives. Definitely open your minds, you know. And I, you know, look forward to being a teacher for many, many people out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had people say, you know, that we'll just consult you. And I'm sure it's even with just, you know, friendships or what have you, that'll say, why me? You know, why is this happening to me? What does this mean? Why? You know, even maybe some of the roughest journeys, you know, why did this happen to me? Why am I sick? Or, you know, why did I get this, you know, sickness or this disease, like, you know, cancer, or, you know, why am I seeing all this bad stuff, or why me today? And in the ending, you know, they come back and they say, oh, well, I had that happen to me because of this, but it made me stronger.
Definitely.
And I saw so much beyond that after I went through it. I mean, that's amazing for everybody out there.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, I used to play the victim card a lot, and you know what? It just kept on bringing me down. And so, you know, I decided enough is enough. You know, I'm not going to stop being victim here. You know, whatever we went through in our lives actually were huge spiritual changes to get us where we're at. Yes, it stinks to totally go through what we go through in our lives. We think the world is crashing down, which is my word. I love saying, I feel like the world is crashing down. I used to say it all the time, but I had to think of it as, no, I am going through spiritual changes. This is why I've been feeling so emotional, because I'm moving forward. I'm advancing. I am going to be doing so much, not only for myself, but for others out there too. And I have to stay positive through it, even though it brings you down. And, you know, it's a tough thing to do, but you got to pursue. You got to keep going. Definitely. And having that support system of friends and family be there for you, people to talk to, vent, talk about it.
What they say, a counselor needs a counselor, you know, so maybe the counselor who's worked all day and she's come home, say she's a holistic counselor who does healing and she helps people and what have you, you know, you can even call it an angel's angel, you know, or, you know, just for some humor, your sidekick, your helper, you know, who, when you're through counseling everybody else, who is that go-to that you go to? That's for those spiritual practitioners out there that burn themselves out, and they do it, and they get stuck, and they don't know where to go, and then they look, but it's you know, really when you find that trust in someone else to, you know, help you build that, and you can work on it together. You can say, well, you know, I've just been through all of this and da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's amazing what you find, you know, when you go through, say, not being supported as a spiritual advisor, you know, because long ago, spiritual advisor, they thought that was odd, and they thought holistic medicine was weird. And they didn't think that you could really cure the body with herbs or holistic medicine, because that is just crazy. And I'm thinking, well, you know, okay, let's go back to the ground. Let's go back to the Native Americans before we had all the junk we have now that is just, it's really a Band-Aid. I'm not saying we don't need that medicine, you know, say if we need an operation or whatever, you know, that's necessary, yes. But let's just say that maybe we need a medicine man. Maybe that would be the easier way for the body, because then you're treating the whole body and the symptoms and everything else, and you're treating your mind, body, spirit, and diet. It's a lifestyle. It's not even just a, well, I have to lose weight and I have to make this change and I have to go here and do that. It's really just educating yourself about your whole self, listening to your body, your mind, and your spirit. You bring all of that together with nutrition and holistic medicine, amazing.
Definitely. And like you said, medicine man, there are medicine women out there. what really started a lot of things for me, and I have to give a big shout out to her, is her name is Sarah Petruno. She is a shaman. You can look her up, Sarah Petruno Shamanism. I had a healing done from her, which was a spring cleaning healing, which was about a year ago. And it really opened everything up for me to figure out, you know, who is watching over us. You know, I got to find out who my angel was. And she actually knew things about me nobody else knew. And she helped heal my chakras, which we have 7 in our body. And there's many more that are outside of our body.
Yes. There are many more.
Oh, yes. So she helped me heal that and let the energy move throughout my body. And I felt her doing it. And it was a distance healing, but I felt it. And it was just the most spiritual experience you can have in your life. And I just, it really changed a lot of things. So going to holistic medication, a shaman, anybody who couldn't do any kind of spiritual healing, I mean, herbs have been around and been used for thousands and thousands of years, and now we're trying to bring them back, especially essential oils, you know, trying to do things in a more natural way because we need to take care of our bodies, treat them like temples. So, and that's what I did for New Year's. I'm like, you know what? I'm giving up red meat. I want to do what's best for my body. You know, I'm trying to stick to a vegetarian fish diet. I've had a few eggs, but, I mean, I like what I'm doing now, and I feel so good. I mean,
you're going more on an Ayurvedic diet, which is, you know, more chicken and fish. And if you just do fish in the diet, that's good because Ayurvedic is, you know, there's 3 parts to it, Vata, Pitta, Kapha. Those are the times of day, the, you know, winter, spring, and summer. It's amazing what you can learn about your body and how to, you know, bring that forward in Ayurvedic medicine. So what you're saying is that you're going into an Ayurvedic state. I had a very good counselor who taught me about Ayurvedic medicine, and it's just huge. It can make a big difference in your life. It can help you with your intuition. It can help you with your overall practice. And like you said, you know, biblical times, there's like, you know, hundreds of biblical oils that were used way back in the day, like frankincense and myrrh and cedarwood.
Yes. Oh, yes. And you know what? Just making those changes, you feel it. You know it. Your body thanks you for it. I mean, it's just a great change to make. I mean, you know, this is a journey for us to just start today. Start today and do something good for yourself. And your body will thank you later, and you'll feel so much happier, so much happier. And it's just a such a rewarding feeling, definitely. So, and that has a lot to do with, you know, trying to, you know, make your mind healthy and bring something out in yourself that is really, really special. So I know that that really, really helps me out in knowing that I'm doing something good for myself, finally, after, you know, thinking, well, I'm on the go. I got to stop, you know, at a fast food place because, you know, I just don't have time for that. Make time for yourself. Take care of you.
Yeah.
Because
how important are you? How important is yourself? Exactly. You just said the key word. You can drive through a fast food place and you can do that, but are you really thinking about yourself when you do that? The answer is really no. You're not thinking about yourself. You're just going, oh, it's really convenient for me, so I can do it this way. But is it really convenient? The answer is no, not for your mind, body, and soul.
Yeah. And I don't want to be here, you know, saying, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. Do what's best for you. Work your way around it and see, you know, whatever can help you, you know. And I'm trying to do this not only just to help myself be healthy, but to help myself mind, body, and spirit. You know, I am learning to take care of myself because, you know, I used to not take care of me. And now that I'm knowing that, you know, I am here to help people, I want need to take care of myself first before helping others. Knowing that I can do that, then I can be at my best for everybody. You know, being able to do readings for friends and family, I know that that is what I strive to do best. I want to first and foremost help them, but I need to put myself at number one first too. You know, even though I get so much joy from helping people, I don't want to spread myself thin. And that's something that I used to always do. I used to say yes, 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 yes. But sometimes I have to say no. And doing that, I know that I can be at my best for everybody. And that's what everybody should try doing too. You know, do what's healthy for you. You know, mind, body, and spirit.
Absolutely. You know, lots of healers and lots of readers deplete themselves and they reach out. It's just a common thing. They overdo it. It's something that, you know, happens. So we have to be mindful of that to take care of ourselves. I'll never forget when I had a man I was talking to, and he said, oh, well, you need to have this healing done. So I moved to St. Louis right after I had hung out with him for a little while, and I met a shaman, and she's in Alton, Illinois, and she says, wow, you really need this healing done. So I got the healing done, and, you know, the guy and I hadn't talked in, you know, probably years or months, and he contacts me, says, wow, you're better. You look different. And I said, yeah, well, you know, I moved to St. Louis. I had a lot of good things going on, and I got a healing, and it was really good. But that's taking time for yourself. You know, sometimes we don't even realize what we need unless, you know, a healer maybe stops us and says something, or maybe you just don't want to see it. And then all of a sudden, like I said, when he said it, I thought, you're weird, no. And he had his own path to walk as well. And I walked mine and moved. And, you know, I've been in Missouri quite a long time now. Missouri's been really good for me in so many ways, with so many connections and people, that I thought, wow, you know, I'm just doing so much better with this healing. So, you know, it's putting you first so you can help those other people. You know, taking care of you mm-hmm. is essential first.
Definitely. I mean, it totally opened my mind as what there is out there, and I just felt like I was educated, you know. It's kind of like I reawakened, and, you know, that's something that maybe not a lot of people may know about. Google search it, spiritual awakening. I mean, a lot of people go through awakenings right when they're born, or maybe when they're 5 years old, in my case. But reawakenings can happen later in life, and knowing that, you know, you are finding that you're not as interested in certain things, but then you're trying to advance into a more spiritual sense, you know, take care of your body, taking care of others. And it's such a great movement that's happening now. And it's just a very beautiful thing for a lot of people to go through in this lifetime, because we all need to find out that we're all spiritual beings, that we have a soul, and that in this lifetime we are going to be making a difference until the next lifetime that we will be reincarnated to. And it's becoming more and more people are finding out, you know, I have this intuitive ability to be able to know what people are going to be doing or what they're thinking, and then I finish their sentence, and it's just like a whole new thing, and people are very confused about it. And which leads to a group that I can confide in whenever I have questions, whether it be about an experience or a dream or whatever. They're on Facebook called The Circle. Very great group to talk to if you have any questions at all about anything that you are experiencing. There's no judgment. Everybody is there to help everybody. And it has really changed my life big time, because I know that I can confide in these people who are experiencing the same things, you know, if not a little bit different.
Well, we need that support. You know, we need somebody we can confide in, you know, and that's anybody, whether, you know, you're going to a counselor, whether you're going to your best friend, whether you're going to a group. And, you know, groups are very, very great to have, like, a group of people, or, you know, a set of people that you just talk to all the time. It can make a huge difference in your life. So I'm glad that that is accessible, and that that really helped you, because it can just help so many people. You know, like, that's why we do, you know, radio shows. We want to help people. You know, it's not about being intimidated about, you know, being on, or somebody's better than the other person. You know, I always went to expos thinking, gosh, you know, I don't want to be that person thinking, oh, I'm better than somebody else, because I'm here to support all the people that are there and wish them, you know, well and great, because there's no competition. We're all spiritual beings having an awakening, and every single one of us has an intuitive ability. It's just, you know, how much do you want to use it? How in tune do you want to be?
Definitely. So I have the full name here too. It's called The Circle, a Spiritual and Intuitive Development Group. It is a closed group, so you will have to, if you find them on Facebook, just try to request to be a member and be a part of it. Just feel like that there's no judgment and everything, and everybody's there to help everybody. And especially, like, if you feel like, you know, I'm going through these things, but I can't go to anybody about it. Everybody's going to think that I am weird. They want to lock me up in a mental institution. They are here. They will definitely welcome you with open arms. There are so many people that are going through different things in their own journey. Some people are very new, like I started. There's a lot of people that are like that. And then there's people that are really advanced. So you
and
can,
you know,
pick everybody's brains.
They can go to your page too, Krista Garner, Healer and Intuitive, and they can talk to you, or there might be some other people that are on your page that, you know, have liked your page that could, you know, talk to them too, which would be awesome. You know, can talk
definitely.
To us here on GGM. You can talk to us on Facebook. There's so many different ways. You know, we're going to take some callers here in just a few minutes and take one question. 347-237-5339. Check that out. Give us a ring. Hit 1 on your keypad if you want to ask us a question. And, you know, is there anything you're going to need from our people when we do take callers? Like, are you going to need – I know you'll need the question, but, like, their first name or their birthday? I mean, they can give you whatever you need.
Yeah, first name is perfectly fine for me. I'm very open just to try to connect with them, definitely. And I'm really looking forward to helping anybody out.
Okay, well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break and come back. You've been listening to GGM Radio. Put your hands up for questions. Call in number 347-237-5339. We're going to let Krista get ready here, and I'm going to help her out as well. We're going to tag team and answer your questions. So you hit 1 on your keypad if you want to ask us something. And we will be right back after this commercial break. See you in just a minute, Krista.
All right. See you soon.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a girl insane. You rattle my will, oh what a thrill. Good sister Grace, you creep balls of fire. I laughed in love because I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I drank my mind, this was fine. Good sister Grace, you creep balls of fire. Get the bear.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, we just thought we'd see if anybody was awake in there, so we would play Great Balls of Fire and wake you up with a cat. That's always a good way to wake up. Cat ordering Chinese on the cell phone, because he's definitely doing that. So you can check out Krista Garner's page and like her page at Krista Garner Healer and Intuitive Channel. You can call 347-237-5339 and give your first name and your question. You can hit 1 on your keypad. If you're in the chat room, you can let me know in the chat room you want to ask a question as well. And I'm going to bring Krista back with us again. Again, that number is 347-237-5339. We're going to tag team and have fun. Welcome back, Krista.
Hi, Amanda. Glad to be back.
All right. Awesome. You ready to take some callers?
Yes, I am. Definitely.
Okay. Let's see who we have here. Our first caller is 251. You're on with Amanda and Krista. How are you?
Yes. How you doing? My name is Denise, and I would like to know, do you see me finding work?
Hi, Denise. How are you? Okay. So let's see here. It's going to take a lot of patience getting there. I know that your dreams are going to be blooming more rapidly. So you have to always remember that whenever you are moving forward, you have to remember who you are. So try to be more loving to what you are trying to pursue. You're trying to find new work. What are you doing right now?
I'm not doing anything right now. I stopped working okay. November the 5th.
So I am feeling off air that, you know, with what you're doing right now is, I know that it takes a lot of patience to get where you are, definitely. Amanda, do you have anything
sure.
to share?
Sure, and patience is really important with this. It's coming up that mid-February you're going to actually get something coming in for you, but it's like you had to take a rest period or you had to kind of take a break from where you were. I get there was a lot of stress and a lot of, you know, harm around where you were. So I feel like you're just moving forward. Look for mid-February to find something.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have a sensitivity card here out there. I'm using an oracle card, and it's saying that you're extra sensitive to energies and emotions that are happening right now. So that definitely validates that some things can be going on right now, but afterwards, then things will come into place. So, I mean, some things have to be figured out first and foremost, and then moving forward from there. And things should be advancing.
Okay.
Okay. Say
all right,
your question?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless.
Happy to help.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 252. You're on the line with Amanda and Krista. How are you?
I'm fine. I have a quick question. I had a dream about one of my mentors from when I was a teenager, Mr. Brunson, and I was wondering,
okay.
Did he pass over or, you know, what was the message behind that? Because I hadn't really thought about him since I was a teenager. So I'm kind of wondering what was that all about? What was the message?
Okay.
Or how's he doing?
What are you thinking, Krista?
I heard the word yes.
He did pass over? Okay.
I actually did too. I heard the word yes as well. Like there's just, it's a meaning thing. Like, you know, I want you to know I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I'm very sorry to hear about that, hon.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. All
right. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say to her before we hang up?
Oh, any messages from him or... I don't know.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Krista has something. I feel like she's got something for you.
You know, I had a card pop up from an Oracle deck, and it said Flow of Prosperity. That one...
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And
all right.
I'm just seeing that there shouldn't be a lot of worries being put through, okay. You know. A lot of good things all should be happening for you, and just to visualize it, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, and I feel like
don't let your worries take
there.
You got my back,
yeah,
Chris. Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Chris's visual there of prosperity is meaning like you're going to have more financial means coming in too, but she's
mm-hmm.
also saying don't worry. And I think that we're definitely on the right track here with that because
yes,
it's like there's something that you were worried about, you know, in the past. So I just want to put that out there for you so that you know that there is nothing to worry about and that both of us, you know, just really see some good things coming up for you. So thank you for calling. Keep in touch with us.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I will.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye.
You too.
God bless.
God bless.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 480. You're on the line with Amanda and Krista. How are you?
Hi, ladies. This is Mike. How are you?
Hey,
great, Mike.
How are you?
Thanks. Doing well. My question today, I'm starting a new job. I just moved to a new area, and, I mean, it's just waiting tables. And I just kind of wanted to get some insight on, you know, is that financially going to be supportive with this place, which is really close and local? I mean, there's another opportunity for a sales job that would be quite a distance to drive to. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking about it, starting a little project thing that might be able to have some income, you know, if I do the waiting table thing. And so I'm just kind of at a crossroads.
Oh, that's a great question. I had a card come up for you. It's called the Spiritual Law of Attraction. With that being said, I mean, networking with people definitely will be something that should definitely make things, the ball rolling, basically. I mean, networking definitely will help a lot. And that should be definitely a positive thing because I have this card popping up saying the power of joy, which is going to bring great things.
And that's with waiting tables?
Amanda, do you have anything to share?
Yeah, you know, with the waiting tables, I'm shown that there's something here. Just like she's saying, there's a lot of joy. I'm right with you on this one, Krista. I see you
mm-hmm.
meeting a lot of people through this, Mike, and I feel like it's a really good start for you. There's somewhere that you're going later on down the line. It's not right now, but I feel like the job that you have currently, you're going to make a lot of connections out of this, and it is going to bring you a lot of joy. So hold on to that.
And financially stable, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes, we both
so
see that.
So just wait tables and learn how to surf.
For right now, yes. I feel like, like I said, the connections are coming out of service. So don't look at it as, oh, my
mm-hmm.
goodness, I'm, you know, being beat up. Look at it as, okay, I'm serving, and I'm going to make a lot of connections, and this is going to be really cool. And you're going to prosper from it.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
you're
Mike.
You're welcome. Happy to help.
All right. Our next caller is area code 401. You're on the line with Amanda and Krista. How can we help you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was just calling.
Hello.
Some questions with regards to relationships in my life. The past, like, year and a half has been really transformative, and I feel like I'm in my own spiritual awakening right now. Sort of like the male guidance isn't here that I used to have due to loss, and I'm just sort of wondering if you have any messages with regards to people in my life or people that may be coming in.
Okay, and would you say your first name is?
Carrie.
Carrie, hi, Carrie. I have a card here that's telling me to prioritize, so focusing on your highest priorities right now. And then my second card is clairvoyance, and it is saying that that the angels are helping you in your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love. That is an awesome card. Oh. And then also being able to see what the truths are behind the people that you do meet. You know, sticking to what your heart and your intuition tells you. And that is very, very important to focus upon. Amanda, do you have anything to include too?
Yeah, you know, you are very clairvoyant, and that card is just spot on. That card just came out of the pile for you, Carrie. It's amazing. You're going to meet a lot of new connections, but you're going to see through these connections. You're going to see what you want. It's sort of like, you know, you meet a lot of frogs before you meet the prince, so to speak.
Right.
And I feel like this is really a time for you because you're going to see the truth to what you want. And I encourage you to make a vision board and, you know, really elaborate to your angels because they're helping you and your guides. You've got a massive amount of guides which, you know, want to help you. That's animals and people. And they want you to be descriptive with what you want to do with, you know, your partner and in your life and all of that. So paint the picture of what you want in your life. It's going to be amazing. Krista is really spot on with you.
And I also wanted to include something for you, too. I got a prosperity card, and it says that to follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. So what she said about the vision board, I mean, that's great, too, because being able to manifest something to happen, especially for a relationship, definitely is something that you have to see of what you want and what your views are, too.
That's great. Thank you both very much.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Keep in touch with us.
We will. Thank you.
Okay. Person here is Greg. You're on the line with Amanda and Krista. How can we help you?
Hello. Yeah, I have a question. I've been having issues and some guidance about, it seems like I'm intuitive, and I've been getting words that it's like my third eye or that area holds its energy very well, but yet my heart was having some problems dealing with it. So a lot of times I'll have trouble dealing with or filtering out incoming messages, and I'll feel overly overwhelmed or depressed because it was like one vision I had, it was like my heart couldn't quite keep up with my third eye for some reason.
Right. Okay, now even though the timer is going off, we're still going to be taking callers, so you can just hang out on the line if you're there. Don't hang up. Hit one and we'll get right to you. We're going to get everybody today, and we're going to let him continue. Go ahead, Krista.
Yeah, I got a card. It's a St. Francis card that says follow your heart. So basically, for you to, you know, definitely stick to your intuition of knowing what you are experiencing, then you're right on key. Definitely don't keep something like that, you know, like, well, what if, you know. If you feel it, then, you know, ask your guides for your help to how to follow through. And my next card was the come out of the closet card, which is so interesting because, you know what, it takes a lot to just come out and just be like, okay, I am who I am. Where do I move forward? And my third card was the stay focused card. The deck I'm using is Ascended Masters, asking for help from your guides, angels, even the Ascended Masters to help you in pursuing this if you are wanting to do this, definitely. And I heard the word healing, so maybe seeking out somebody who could help you out. Like I said, I seeked out help from a shaman, even getting Reiki healings to help you align your chakras definitely will help you move forward.
Okay, yeah, that's right on. I've been getting that message about putting some work out for a while, and just probably a few days ago, I started to kind of figure out a plan for how I'm going to do that. So I think
That's wonderful.
Like, I've heard that several times, so.
Go with it.
Yeah, exactly.
You should go
with
it.
If it makes you happy and gives you joy, definitely. I mean.
Okay. Well, I was figuring out, I was just so overwhelmed with all the different information and experience I had over the years, where to start. And over the last couple of days, I've been slowly figuring out how can I put a clip so to speak, of my life, like an introduction, so I can flow into any subject that I want to at the time, rather than being overwhelmed with where do I start. So that's perfect.
Yeah, and trust it. You know, trust what you want to do and what you want to say. You know, I mean, what's the least that could happen? You know, I mean, it's amazing. You know, whatever that you can pursue with your dreams, definitely.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You know, Frank,
so happy to help.
You can say, how can it get any better than this to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
How can it get much better than this? Because, see, when you do that, you're letting the information flow, and you can, you know, talk to your energy and talk to the guides, and you can talk to spirit and say, okay, I want this to flow. I want this to flow naturally, and I want to get this, and I don't want to be overwhelmed. I get overwhelmed every day, and I tell them, okay, whoa, slow down, one thing at a time. And also, you were speaking of your third eye and your heart. You know, there are healers that can help you with that. I also recommend amethyst or spirit quartz for that. But also, at nighttime, you can put your hand on your stomach and on your heart and ask your guides to help heal you. It's a very, very powerful technique that you can do on yourself with your energy and your guides, and it'll help calm that down.
Okay. Thank you. Namaste. Blessings.
Thank you. Blessings.
Namaste.
Our next caller is, I think this is Dimmer Boy. Hello, you're on the line with Amanda and Krista. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. How can we help you?
My name is Andrew, and I'm just wondering if there's any new relationship coming into my life.
Hi, Andrew. Okay, so let's see here. So I have some cards popping up. First one, it says to breathe. Definitely taking care of yourself and your energy. Trusting and paying attention to what your thoughts and ideas are. And then my third card says relationship harmony. So the angels will definitely assist in opening your heart and expanding, say, so that you are recognized, definitely. And so that good things will be happening. Amanda, do you have anything to include there too?
Yeah, your relationships are blossoming right now. There's a lot of new things coming in for you and a lot of new energy. They're telling me that you're going to recognize the person that comes forward that is more open, you know, in your energy. And so I just hear blooming for you, like you're meeting a lot of new energies. You're going to see a lot of new things and you're going to manifest what you want. So just keep that in mind. You've got a lot of great things coming up. I'm seeing right around the beginning of February.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You
too.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Our next caller is 347. You're on the line with Amanda and Krista. How are you?
Hello, I'm great.
Good.
How can we
help
you? I have a question. I want to know, do you see me moving soon? Do you see any movements for me, like in my own apartment?
Okay, so moving from where you are currently.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. So right now you shouldn't hold back from what you're trying to do, whether trying to look up places that, you know, could potentially be somewhere where you can move.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be a healing way of moving from where you are currently? Because I'm seeing a life review card saying that you're taking inventory on your life to resolve, change, and heal.
Yes.
Okay. Because I have a card here saying spread your wings, do not hold back. So try to get yourself where you need to be. Move forward. Definitely connecting if you have a way to connect with outdoors. That can help you through the process of connecting with nature and relieving the stress. Even connecting with trying to do something creatively. So,
mm-hmm.
And definitely that can help you.
I have a five-star apartment. I went in for an answer back, so I wanted to know when they called me back.
Okay. Know that your angels are there for you because I have a card here that says comfort. So they are helping you. Definitely.
Oh,
Amanda,
cool.
Do you have anything to include? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you have got angels surrounding you, helping you through this. And one of the things that I do get is that it's going to be very healthy for you to move and mm-hmm. that you're going to be working through a great process. It's going to really help you. Just like she said, she's really spot on with this too because, you know, you're finding comfort. And when you go and put your feet in the dirt, it's going to be even more comforting. I feel like you need to be out in the grass. I'm also feeling something with water for you, but once you make this move, it's going to be really healthy for you and you're going to be very happy. But I just see things moving forward very quickly for you. As we come to the end of January, you're going to be pretty happy.
Oh, okay, that's good. It's good to hear.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Oh, happy to help.
Okay, our next caller is 314-645. You're on with Amanda and Krista. How are you?
I'm fine. I had a great time with you last night, and I just thought I'd listen and call in.
Wonderful. I'm glad you listened and called in.
Huh?
That's Pat Childers. Hi, Pat.
Yeah.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Hi. I'm enjoying listening to you, too, and my thing is that I have been doing the work my whole life, however, giving, as you said, and now I'm wanting to complete my actual book and set up and start going out and doing in a different way. So that's what I'm saying, and I just want to see what you girls feel and see.
Well, right now the timing is perfect. I have a card here that says spread your wings. Interesting how I have that for you as I did for the previous caller because I did shuffle my deck. So right now is good timing.
Just do it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the worst is now behind, you know, and taking time for yourself definitely is something that's really, really important for you to do. And taking the courage to stand up for your what you believe in and pursuing it, definitely. Amanda, do you have anything to include?
Pat, you are a gift to the world. You help so many people. And I know when I first moved to St. Louis, soon after my healing, we met. And you have really touched my life, and I'm very grateful for you. Now is the time for you to write your book. Now is the time for you to be the entrepreneur putting on beautiful expos yourself because you're such a light, you know, to the world. You're such a help to the world. You know, people need you and your knowledge, and they love meeting at places that you're at. So I just want to encourage you to go for it as we end January and go into February. It's going to be an amazing time for you, and you're just going to soar and fly. You're such a beautiful spirit, and I'm so thankful that you're here and that we are all three connected. And I also want to tell you that Marilyn wants to shout out at you, too, and say hi, and that she's very happy she knows you, too.
Marilyn Harbor?
Marilyn Farley. She met you in Springfield. She was
okay.
With me at the expo, that Marilyn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you. Hey,
yeah.
Listen, girls.
No
that
problem.
That was awesome. I appreciate big time, and I enjoyed everything.
Oh, thanks, Pat. That's so sweet
thanks,
of you.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for calling
I'm here
in.
For you, too. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We love you. Bye-bye. Okay, our last caller, and I know who she is, and I'm looking very forward to introducing you to her, Krista. She is a joy to know, and you're going to have fun meeting her and talking with her. Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
I am great, Amanda. How are you, two ladies?
I'm wonderful. I want you to meet my dear friend, Krista. I know you haven't met in person yet, but I know it's
no,
a very special meeting for the two of you to meet.
Yes, I would really, really like to meet her sometime.
Yeah.
Krista,
so how can we help you?
Okay, my question for you guys is, do you see more travel and do you see a move?
Oh, I think we put her on mute. A minute. Krista, are you there with me?
I'm here.
Okay, you got muted out on accident there. Sorry about the technical difficulty. Let's try that again.
It's
Krista,
okay.
Marilyn, Marilyn, Krista.
Hi.
Hi, Krista.
Hello. Okay, so you were talking about a move is what I heard?
Yes, and what was my other question? it was
moving
and traveling or am I healing?
Yes.
Okay. So I got a life review card. It's saying to take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced. The next card is a peace. So peace comes from remembering that only love is real. But taking care for yourself first and then moving forward with that too. Sometimes we have to just take self-inventory to figure out where we are in life. And then moving with progress. I heard the word progress.
Okay.
Very interesting.
So you don't see any move or anything like that coming?
Amanda, what do you have to include? Because I'm trying to...
I see a lot of travel for you, Marilyn. There may be a possible move for you, but I do see travel. I think that you have got a lot of work to do in the messenger teacher field also. So probably what's going to end up happening is you, me, and Krista, we're going to work together on that. And, you know, Krista's going to be really good for you, and we're going to be really good for her. But I do see lots of travel, lots of, you know, spiritual awakenings for you, spending time, you know, in healing. And you're just really on your way. She's really pegged you. But, you know, you guys are going to really connect, too. I can already see it.
We're good.
Again, trusting your intuition, definitely. I had a card come up for that, too. Especially any kind of, like, clair abilities, whether it be just your inner intuition or just your way of knowing, too. You know, asking for help from your guides to get things in movement, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, I doubt myself a lot, so.
What intuitive doesn't doubt themselves a lot, though? You know, even when you're helping people, you can say, well, yeah, you know, I know for everybody else, but I'm not really great with myself all the time. You know, that's every intuitive, but we can learn from each other.
Right. True. True.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot from Amanda, so. Okay. All right. Do you see more
of your worries? Because I have a card here that's saying that you need to get rid of your worries and enjoy yourself.
Oh, my worries. Yes.
You're not alone. You're not alone.
Nope.
I have worries too.
Yes. So do you see me healed?
Oh, definitely. I have a card here that says health and healing.
There you go, Marilyn.
Awesome.
It's right there.
Yeah, I mean,
told you.
The cancer's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Let
that
just get off your shoulders there. No more weight on your shoulders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, it stays on my shoulders. And that's a lot of my hold back on everything. It's because I just keep seeing that. And I need to let it go. I need to let it go.
Definitely.
I don't own it.
Well, yeah, and definitely be more giving towards yourself and be more loving. I know, you know, a lot of us, we like to give to others. So being able to do something good for yourself, treat yourself, you know, take a nice warm bath or paint your nails.
Exactly.
Do something good for you.
Love you because we love you. And I know somebody else who told you that too, Marilyn.
I know.
Krista got to meet her last night for the first time, too.
Oh,
so we'll just mention her because
doll.
She's been on radio before. Missy Nichols.
Yeah.
told you that too. So we're all connected here.
I know. I need to really take care of myself.
Yeah, and detaching from drama, because I just got a card saying that too.
Oh, here
what
we go.
What was that?
Detaching from drama.
Yes.
Oh, wait,
you
I
are.
What was the last one?
I know
one?
It's hard. Detach from drama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, got to push it away.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it away.
I've been pushing myself further and further away from Facebook because that's where the drama is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes Dora, you gotta get rid of the delete.
Get rid of the bad, negative people, and do like what Tessa does. She puts up all these positive things, and if you're not positive, she says, "Well, you know, delete. You're not on my list anymore. Delete." You know, she doesn't put up with any negativity. She'll just surround herself with positivity because that's what you want to draw in. You can do that.
Yes, I need to. Yeah, I'm working on it more and more. So.
And
yeah.
there's an Archangel Michael card that says cancel, clear, delete. Ask him to cancel, clear, and delete your, you know, issues. There is a card like that that's out there. I see it for you.
Okay. All right. That all sounds good, lady. Well, I'll
great.
Keep working on it, and I can't wait to meet you, Krista.
I look forward to meeting you, too, as well. I'm so happy to just connect with you and help you out.
Yes, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Marilyn.
You,
too. All right. Well, that was pretty cool. We had a good little crowd here, Krista. What did you think of that?
Oh, wow. It's just so awesome just being able to help everybody out. I hope that I was able to give them answers. I know, you know... I haven't done like a back-to-back thing like that, so it was very, very special for me to do that and help everybody out and maybe just lead anybody into the right direction, help them promote healing and for them to take that and be able to do something good for themselves, definitely. Do something good for yourself.
Exactly. Well, we did good. You did wonderful. You know, it was absolutely amazing, and I appreciate having you on, so... We'll do it again soon.
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Thank you for coming on. We'll end the show now and check out Krista's page at Krista Garner Healer and Intuitive. You can check that out on Facebook. Thanks for being a guest today, Krista.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really great to be a part of it.
Yes. Thank you so much. You have been listening to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll see you next time, and enjoy the rest of this beautiful day.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you never mind the place you can do anything to stay off my knock me down, step on my face, turn to my name all over the place. Anything that you wanna do, honey, lay off of those shoes. Now don't you step on my blue face. Well, you can do anything, lay off my face. Let's go, cat. I'll walk the dog. House, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of those shoes. Now don't you step on my blue gray shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue gray shoes. I rock it. Woo, yeah. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, 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 now don't you step on my blue gray shoes. Well, you can do anything to lay off my blue gray shoes. Well, it's a blue gray shoes, honey. Blue gray shoes, baby. Blue gray shoes, honey. Blue gray shoes. Well, you can do anything to lay off my blue gray shoes.
Mama told